Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Apropos of yesterday's podcast, David Brazel says, how do you make kimchi? You don't have to. She already contains the vital force that forms part of any living entity. Okay, fine. You can use that, he says. Oh, thanks, David. Got another one about slatted window coverings, but I'm keeping it for my Apollo set.
Mate, you say that, mate. I mean, some of the stuff I've heard is really absolutely, honest to God, brilliant.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 46th President of the United States.
Madam Speaker, Vice President Harris, somebody once described me as stale white bread. And nobody thinks they like stale white bread, but stale white bread gets used to make croutons. And everybody likes croutons when you compare it with the rest of the salad. I can remember when croutons were invented. It was 1958, and I had my first croutons in the back of a Studebaker. Mr. Popchuck down at the drugstore used to put a crouton in his pocket because he said it caught the herpes before it got to your snickerdoodle. And I never believed him. There were a lot of empty chairs that year. Well, not empty. People used them to scratch themselves on. We used to call them hot dogs with crispy onions. And then Father Doolin would come around with a can of potato salad and we'd all say, save the grapes for Jesus, which is kind of a joke because there weren't any grapes in the can of potato salad. And Mrs. Hooper, who had a wheel instead of a hand, would do all her tricks, and we'd ring the bell, and President Carter's gonna do a real good job. And you didn't do the top windows. Only kidding. Here's your quarter, kid. Get lost.
Surprising, really, that Trump didn't pardon himself. Well, it's not surprising because obviously that would be a sort of an admission of guilt and blah 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 blah. But before we point the finger, I mean, have you seen the pardon list of Bill Clinton? Some interesting people. That he pardoned in his closing moments. Almon Glenn Braswell, mail fraud and perjury, money laundering, tax evasion. He and another guy paid about $200,000 to Hillary Clinton's brother to represent their case. Oh, yeah. Interesting. Also, a lot of people involved in cocaine. And it's just sort of interesting. Also, Mark Rich, he was a fugitive. He'd fled the US during his prosecution, was residing in Switzerland. He owed $48 million in taxes, 51 counts of tax fraud. He was pardoned. He paid a $1 million fine. I mean, his former wife had made substantial donations to both the Clinton Library and Mrs. Clinton's Senate campaign. What's the Clinton Library? I bet it's all VHS. Also, Mark Rich was middleman for several suspect Iraqi oil deals involving over 4 million barrels of oil. Okay, various other ones for you to enjoy. Mel Reynolds, who, okay, apparently did serve all of the sentences for the 12 counts of sexual assault of a child, but was pardoned for the bank fraud. Okay, that's fine. Good people. And Harvey Weinig, a former Manhattan lawyer, sentenced in 96 to 11 years in prison for facilitating an extortion kidnapping scheme and helping launder at least $19 million for the Cali cocaine cartel. Anyway, that's Bill Clinton for you. Gosh, thank goodness we haven't got any scoundrels left in politics. Great news, guys. Safe hands, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's some nice news. I meant to tell you about this yesterday. This was covered on CNN. The winner of the 2020 Beazley Design of the Year. This is an annual award and exhibition run by London's Design Museum. You know who the winner was? It was an art installation. Happened in July 2019. It was three bright pink seesaws, which were designed to slot between the gaps of the steel border wall separating the United States and Mexico. And it let children from El Paso in Texas and the Anapra community in Juarez, Mexico, to play together in spite of the 20-foot wall, which is kind of cute, isn't it? There's some nice photos of it. You can have a look. The artist collective said, what you do on one side has an impact on the other. Oh, that's deep. And that's what a seesaw is. It didn't last very long, but they got some good photos. In other news, a Moscow kebab... I don't know why I'm doing... Well, you know, why not? A Moscow kebab shop named after the Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. Good idea! Closed the day after it opened. Stalin Donner featured a portrait of the communist leader above the door and workers dressed in a Stalin-era security service uniform. Mate, under Stalin, you wouldn't have had that kebab, aren't you? I don't really know. I don't know anything about it. Guys, it was a long time ago. Anyway, pressure from the authorities apparently forced its swift closure after local residents took offence. There were no legal reasons, said the owner in a very bad Russian accent. What's that all about? No idea. I think that's probably it for news for now. Because we've got quite a lot of other stuff that we need to get through. Mainly this. Yes. This is the Maths Man theme tune. David Ault's good at sums. Whatever. Some of us are sort of doing school stuff quite a lot at the moment. Got quite a bad attitude on us about it. Anyway, well done you, David. Glad you're good at maths. If you have a look at Julie Prunes, her pinned tweet is all about people's superhero origin story. It's a communal Google document. You can all have a go. Instead of the Marvel Universe, we've got the Not Today Thank You Universe. So let's do the Maths Man one. So this would be Secret Identity, if applicable. David Ault, catchphrases. Something doesn't add up. I'll get to the root of this. That's it. No more division. That's my impression of David Ault. It's not very good. His catchphrase could be something that doesn't add up. A fictional character's biography. As a teenager, he started playing Minesweeper on Windows 3.1. Hours and hours he played, the boards getting bigger and bigger, more replete with mines and fiendish logic puzzles, until one game where a strange flashing question mark appeared in the middle of a complete blank board. He clicked it and was granted all the power of maths, TM. He does accounting for the Avengers and teaches advanced maths and physics at the Xavier Institute for Gifted Youngsters when it's not under attack from supervillains and tries his best to enlighten everyone to the joys of numbers and mathematics. Good luck! Powers, abilities and equipment, the ability to inspire others with the joy of numbers and overcome their dislike and aversion to maths. All mental arithmetic. Not going to stand up, mate. Nemesis, insipid maths teachers and politicians who misuse statistics. Love interests, numbers. Possible storylines. Iron Man, you're broke. It's all the collateral. Oh, we did all of this. I'm going to have to stop all of that. Anyway, we've got other ones. We'll do Duncan's tomorrow. How about that? If you want to join and have a look at Julie Prunes, and you can put your backstory thing in there if you want. Hannah emailed. A little more old school. Not today at swanburst.com. Morning, afternoon, evening, night. Jake, hope all is well with you and yours and the appreciations. You were talking about our superpowers and what our alter ego would be called. I am Locating Lady, with the superpower of always being able to find things that others can't locate. Oh, live with me. Or have forgotten where they put them. Her not very snappy catchphrase is, of course I have time to stop what I'm doing to look for it. Oh, okay. So you have to pay for the service in some way. And of course I don't mind. Nope, that's fine. And she's secretly in love with Maths Man, as he always puts his decimal points in the right place. I think that would be appropriate. Her nemesis is the washing machine monster who always just eats the one sock, and she's constantly having to disappear into the black holes that open up in airing cupboards. When my technical team have finished their Zoom lessons, I'll get them to explain how Google Docs work, and I'll add some more info to the NTTY Universe document. Okay, fine. Change the subject completely. On Tuesday's podcast, well, that was a lifetime ago, you read out a tweet from another Hannah, which means that there are at least two of us palindromes who listen to you. To avoid confusion, we will either need to go to Spice Girl Styling and become Hannah C and Hannah B, or I might need to use the not that one, this one moniker, same as the Davids and Neils, or become Hannah from Cheltenham, where Jake's granny used to live, in the style of Jem. I would go for the latter. And finally, I'm sure I'm not alone in setting up a countdown to Yapmas, aka Christmas 2.0 chart on my wall. How many sleeps is it now? I don't know. That's the joy of Christmas 2.0. Don't have to. Don't have to know. Don't have to care. Don't have to get that involved. There's nothing to worry about. Just enjoy it. Anyway, speaking of like superhero franchises and prequels, they're doing a prequel to the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, a Willy Wonka prequel. The days when he abducted all of the Oompa Loompas and forcibly shipped them to his factory and broke the unions, and pretty horrific stuff, I would think. Hi, Jake and the Yappendectomies. This is Neil Green. David is really maths man? He really can't be. Maths man has a mask, doesn't he? I want to be a superhero. Henceforth, I will be known as the inedible bunk. Bulk. I'm sorry. Don't appear to be able to read today. I will use my girth to smash injustice. My amplitude will bring destruction to wrongdoing. Misdeeds and misbehavior will be mashed by my magnitude. I breed fear within criminals by looking like an anthropomorphic mound of blancmange, but with trousers. Blancmange and trousers is a great combo. Especially strawberry. I became like this when my parents were brutally late picking me up from school. I wandered aimlessly until I found the dessert aisle of a deserted supermarket. It was in there that I was bitten by a radioactive angel delight. Since then, I've communicated with several gelatinous confections. Haven't we all, darling? In the hope of bringing law and order to Derbyshire. Cheers and laters. Yeah, I've got to go. The Venger bus is coming and everyone is jumping. Thank you very much. I feel like I have absolutely no handle on this podcast anymore. I'm just reading stuff out without any real analysis or questioning of it. It's like mental foie gras. I'm just opening my gullet and swallowing hard. Davey will be here tomorrow. Cousin Davey to you. Everyone's cousin. Everyone's favourite cousin, dare I say. With some improbable and esoteric audio for you to digest and enjoy. Just, you know, a quick plea. You know, if you want to join up to Patreon and you want to join in all of the Christmas fun, Christmas 2.0. I know it doesn't necessarily sound like the best thing in the world, does it, right now? But I think it's going to be jolly in a kind of nihilistic, oh, why not? It's the end of the world way. Patreon.com/nottodaypod. Good. See you tomorrow.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.